There was the La Crosse building fire in Melbourne in 2014 and the tragic Grenfell Tower fire in 2017. These high-profile events have kept the issue of flammable cladding at the front and centre of public consciousness and debate. Nearly 600 buildings in New South Wales have been built with risky flammable cladding, and the state government has advised local councils to cite the risk of terror as a reason to keep information about exactly which buildings are at risk from the public sphere. Jerome Laxall is the mayor of the City of Ryde Council and joins us on RN. Jerome, welcome.
Thanks for having me on your show.
Your council received advice from the New South Wales government to invoke security concerns. What did it say?
So a circular circulated in August 2019 said that when we do receive a GIPA request, a public, you know, freedom of information request, that they gave us three suggestions as to why we could refuse those. Financial interests of building owners could prejudice the cladding task force ability to exercise functions. But then they said it could also pose a risk of terrorism. We believe that it's in the greater public interest for residents who live in a high-risk building where the government is aware of that information for the residents of that building to know. So we've made a recent determination to approve a GIPA request, releasing information to the public so that they're aware of, you know, whether or not their home is safe.
What did you make of that advice when you received it?
I found it interesting that the Department of Planning would be giving out national security advice, first of all. It's a cynic might say it's an attempt to, shroud this whole process with secrecy, which it has been for quite some time.
We've been. Is that how really you read hard. It? A cynic, or
look,
is it pretty straight and clear?
Put it that way. My job and our council's job is to act in what we believe to the public interest. You know, based on all the information available to us at the time of assessment of this freedom of information request, we think that it's overwhelmingly in the public interest for residents who live in a high-risk building, which the government are aware that their building may or may not be high risk, that they should know. You know, these aren't just places where people sleep. This is, you know, in some buildings there's retail on the ground floor. You know, there might be a gym there. There might be renters have no way of finding out whether or not their home is at risk or not. And that's really important, I believe. And so does our Freedom of Information Officer who assessed this application.
At October's Local Government New South Wales conference, I know the City of Ryde passed a motion for debate calling on the state government to publicly release details of the high-risk buildings. You say, you've just explained why you think that's so important. Do other local councils share your position on this?
Yeah, I know, you know, in recent media reports where various mayors have been interviewed, there is a concern. You know, our job as local councillors is to, I guess, try and represent the views of our local community, and there's fear out there. There's fear for investors who may purchase a property that may be declared unsafe in future. And there's fear for residents who may already be living in these buildings. This is the state government's register. They know that there are over 600 in New South Wales that are a high risk. We believe if they know that information, I believe it's their duty to let people who live in there know, just to provide certainty, but they should also provide certainty as to what they're going to do about it. Other states have led the way with massive announcements of funding to help rectify these issues. This is how the New South Wales state government should doing. And I call upon Kevin Anderson as the minister and the Premier Gladys Berejiklian to just end the uncertainty here and provide solutions for what is a really big problem.
Is there a concern from homeowners around whether property values will take a hit as a result of the information being shared?
I think that's why it's so important for the government to also release what they're going to do about it. If there are solutions to buildings that do have flammable cladding, there are costs involved, and that's why, you know, the government needs to step in. I was told recently that at estimates in New South Wales Parliament that once a building has been declared high risk, the cladding task force doesn't really have any instruction to do anything else other than declare it high risk. So there's no real plan from the state government, and that's really disappointing given that it's been over 2 years. But fundamentally, I mean, my issue with keeping this information secret is that we've got current homeowners, potentially future homeowners, but also renters who, you know, aren't as involved in strata issues and these legal issues. You know, you could be a tenant signing a 12-month lease and you might be locked in and then find out that your home is declared unsafe. I mean, that's not a good process. The government should be releasing this list, but they should also have a plan as to what they're going to do about it.
Thank you so much for joining us, Jerome.
Thank you.
Jerome Lexal is the mayor of the City of Ryde Council.